Yeah, I'm always a massive fan of the Heritage Round. It's always one that you look forward to. Obviously, a kid growing up in Perth, it's always nice to don the jerseys that some of your idols and Wildcat legends wore.
What are your memories of seeing this jersey back in the very early 90s?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that was the Wildcats heyday. I'm claimed to fame that Eric Watterson's one of my favourite players. So for him to don these jerseys is always nice, and to replicate that number as well.
How much does the history and the heritage of the club mean to the playing group?
Yeah, it's it's massive. With the club, we're still trying to incorporate these values, and obviously those Wildcat players such as Vlahov, Crawford, Fisher, and the likes, Grace, they've formed a legacy, and that's important for us to cement our own legacy moving forward. You walk down the street and people talk about James Crawford, but you want to walk down the street and hear about Nathan Jawar or Matty Knight. That's where we're trying to aim to.
Back at home this week, that must be a nice feeling amongst you.
Yeah, it's been obviously been on the road for 5 days, five games, but it's been nice to finally get back at home, more so just for the training aspect and the individual side of it, to start working some things that you haven't been able to do before. It was just more injury management, and it's always nice to play in front of the Red Army, and it'll be instead of getting into a hostile environment, and now to get back home will be nice.
After a couple of losses, how important is this week's game?
Yeah, huge, massive for us. We want to get on the right spot. Obviously, we've got the next 6 of 7, I think, are at home. So for us, that's huge to cement that top spot. And, we really need to get a stranglehold. And we know to win a championship, realistic expectations, you are trying to aim for those home court advantage.
What's the review process been like after last week's loss?
Yeah, scathing at times. It's but also refreshing as well. It's, the group amongst, the individuals amongst this group hold each other accountable. So, no stone's been unturned. We've all been pretty honest with each other, which has been nice, and everyone's been pretty receptive of that feedback. So the next step is obviously receive that feedback and put actions into our game plan.
When you came off the bench in last week's game, a few boards helped turn the tide a little bit. Is that something you aim to do at this stage?
Yeah, obviously, that's been my role for the last few years. I even went off, joined the Wildcats, is to provide a little bit of an impact off the bench and with some energy. And, I love grabbing a rebound. There's nothing, sparks me up. So if I can continue doing that and continue, hitting some shots now would be nice. But it'd be good to just cement that role.
What has been the main focal point from Trev in terms of getting back into the winners list?
Yeah, obviously offensive fluency has been huge. We took a step in a positive direction in terms of defence. Our defensive philosophies was great against Cairns, but offensively we just had no rhythm. And it's been good this week. It's the centimetres in that, in terms of setting hard picks, moving a little bit there, timing and all that sort of stuff. So that's been good for the past week, is to actually focus on the offensive side. And once we can get those two hand in hand, we'll be a very tough team.